USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president says he's not worried about any of his 2020 challengers so far. In a Saturday interview, the president also saying none of the candidates in the running stand out. Trump pointed to his administration's accomplishments, saying nobody can beat his record. The president also slamming a new Washington Post report that cites unnamed sources claiming the president's concealing details of one-on-one meetings he's had with Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
We had a great conversation. We were talking about Israel and securing Israel and lots of other things, and it was a great conversation. I'm not keeping anything under wraps. I couldn't care less.
Trump was speaking there on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. A snowstorm that struck the central U.S. yesterday, causing at least 7 traffic fatalities, today belting the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225. 998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will reportedly be meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince, as Pompeo tells CBS. He's going to discuss the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during the meeting, which will happen during the trip to Saudi Arabia that starts today. Pompeo calling the murder of Khashoggi outrageous, saying the U.S. will hold accountable those responsible. Pompeo also stressing the importance of having a good relationship with Saudi Arabia in order to maintain stability in the Middle East. After an emotional 88 days, the family of Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss is back with the 13-year-old who'd gone missing in mid-October. Yesterday on Facebook, Kloss's aunt posted 2 smiling pictures of Jamie and herself. Jamie and her dog Molly will reside with her aunt for now. Meanwhile, a Facebook fundraiser for Kloss has raised $50,000. In less than 24 hours, she'd been kidnapped in October after her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie's 21-year-old captors also charged with their murders. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A tragic crash in Ottawa, Canada, leaving a bus driver under investigation, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
3 people are dead and 23 others are injured, with 14 of them in critical condition, after a double-decker bus slammed into a transit shelter in Ottawa, Canada on Friday. Police Chief Charles Borderlo tells Canadian TV,
"I want to express my sorrow and condolences of the Ottawa Police Service and other first responders to the loved ones of the families of those individuals involved. Several of the injured remain in serious condition."
Borderlow says the female bus driver was arrested after the crash. He didn't provide any details on why she was detained. Mayor Jim Watson says 2 of those killed were on the bus. The other person was waiting at the shelter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
One person is dead, 14 hospitalized after an apparent mass overdose in Northern California. And police warning people to avoid doing the Bird Box Challenge while driving. In other words, don't wear a blindfold behind the wheel. This week, a teenager in Utah crashed into another vehicle while doing the Bird Box Challenge, the viral challenge stemming from the Netflix film Bird Box, in which the characters wear blindfolds to avoid seeing a deadly force. You can see us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.